Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, before we get started on tonight's little episode, this is not for the faint-hearted, really. It might be a little shocking to some. I'm just warning you. It's a little darker than we've done before. So be warned if you have any way a nervous disposition. I'd pass this one over. And as you go ahead and enjoy tonight's little story, you can know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and unlimited satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, where you can test ride your erotic fantasies just for coming. You know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just loosen any clothing, put your earbuds in, close your eyes and surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. And when you're ready, just go ahead and take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then let it go with a sigh, releasing any tension, any stress. For the next 40 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time for sensuous satisfaction. Your time to release that inner woman. As you listen to my voice, feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy tonight's show. Ellie had watched him for months now, careful never to be noticed. She had watched his every move. She knew his favourite meal, his favourite women, how he preferred brunettes to blondes, and even his favourite strip joint. She knew he was a small-time drug dealer who was trying to move up in the world. For years she had been a good wife, loyal, supportive and faithful. And then one day, it just all went. Her world was lost. And in that moment she found freedom. She had spent her life pleasing other people, making them happy, only to learn a harsh life lesson of how quickly that could change, how brutal life could be, no matter how nice and good you were. It was a cold lesson on just how punishing the world could be to nice people. It changed her. She knew her mom would say not in a good way, but her mom was long since gone. Now it was just Ellie taking what she wanted. He was certainly a man the old Ellie wouldn't have even considered. But now, well, she was most definitely very single-minded in her pursuit of him. Watching him enter Broads and Beers, possibly the seediest strip joint in town, she knew it would be at least 2 hours before he left, after enjoying a Cajun shrimp dinner, several shots of his favourite Whistlepig rye whiskey, the attention of whatever stripper, unfortunate enough to fall foul of his dubious charms. Ellie sank back into the shadows of the alleyway opposite the club. She knew him so well now that she could even track his footsteps through the club. Of course, the club wasn't a brothel. They didn't actually condone touching or anything sexual. However, they did happen to have private rooms at the back for personal shows, intimate shows, rooms that were soundproofed and ordained with various sex toys and implements for men with certain dark tastes. Apart from the door in and the small window on the back wall, the rooms were completely secure. The first time Ellie had tried to look through the window, she had almost fallen off the pallets she had stacked to ensure her 5-foot frame could reach the window. Left clinging to the windowsill, Fortunately, the woman was making so much noise inside, they didn't hear the echo of the falling pallets, and for 20 minutes, Ellie was clung to the windowsill, till she heard his final groans of satisfaction, and then the door closed. She smiled ruefully to herself, as she remembered that night. Some may have found it funny, almost slapstick, to watch the chain of events, but she was in no mood for laughing afterwards. Certainly after releasing her grip and falling to the ground, she had cursed loudly, believing she had broken her ankle. Another tough lesson: do not wear killer heels when staking out a sex joint. She had eventually settled on leaving a small stepladder in one of the unused areas behind the club. Miraculously, in that time, no one had stolen it. Over the months, she had watched him every night, learning what he liked. Every night, her plan became a little clearer. Every night, she became a little more aroused by watching him. Goody Two-Shoes Ellie would never have considered doing anything like that. But now, damn if she wasn't turned on by it, to the point of finding as many porno films on the internet as she could to satisfy her dark urges to learn. Everything was now about completing her plan successfully. Only when she did that would she have true satisfaction. And now the date was almost here. Tomorrow her plan would come together, but there was much she had to do tonight in preparation. So knowing his movements for the rest of the night, Ellie left the alley and walked to her one-bedroom apartment just 5 minutes from the club. It was a far cry from the detached five-bedroomed house she was proud to live in just months ago. The streets here were a storm of voices and sirens. She had been almost deafened when she first took the apartment. Gone was the bird song at dawn, and the gentle hum of bees in her colourful garden. The smell of flowers and freshly cut grass, replaced by the stench of discarded takeaway meals and traffic, pushing through her apartment door. She slammed it shut with her back, the broken neon sign opposite lighting her room. She looked at it for a moment, suppressing the tears that were threatening in her eyes. How far would one woman go for satisfaction? She whispered to herself, pushing off from the door. She dropped her clutch bag on the bed as she entered the bathroom, pulling the light cord. She took one last look at the image in the mirror, her fingers playing with her naturally blonde hair. She stared at it, taking in every inch, before whispering goodbye and reaching for the bottle of hair color on the glass shelf and undressing for the shower. Returning to the mirror 10 minutes later, watched the hair dye streaking her face. The blonde was gone. She just had to wait for it to dry now, and she would be the exact shade of brunette he loved so much. Opening the bathroom cabinet, she grabbed a tube of lube and a metal butt plug. Looking at it for a moment, she half smiled as she remembered that just a few months ago, she believed butt plugs were for gay people to hold their crap in after they'd been fucked. Turning it in her fingers, bemused by her own naivety, she grabbed a towel from the rail and went back to her bed. Spreading the towel over her pillows so the dye didn't spread, she lay down, bending her knees before covering the plug with lube, although she had done this for several weeks now. Ever since discovering that he particularly liked anal, she still struggled to get the plug in place, holding her breath for a moment as it caressed the rosette of her ass, before forcing herself to relax and pushing it gently inside. As she felt it move past the tight ring of muscle, a second sensation arose through her body, a warm glow of pleasure that she now longed for as it caressed the most private hotspots of her body. A low moan of pleasure escaped her lips. With her ass gently throbbing in delicious pleasure, she reached for the TV remote and the vibrator on the nightstand. Flicking the TV on, warm colors radiated through the room, mixing with the glowing neon light from outside, Quickly pressing buttons, Ellie eventually found the one she needed. A movie that was absolutely terribly acted. But the lead male in it had a look of him. Watching as a woman on the screen took the man's hard, thick cock deep into her mouth, Ellie pushed her vibrator between her lips, suppressing the urge to gag as it caressed the back of her throat. Thrusting it in and out of her mouth quickly, whipping her tongue around it viciously, for a moment feeling the sensation of a warm cock pulsing in her mouth. Turning it on, it vibrated heavily on her tongue, pushing it again hard against the back of her throat. Her other hand reached down, pinching her left nipple hard. She squirmed in pleasure, her body clutched at the butt plug in sheer delight. Tears stung her cheeks. Pushing her feet into the mattress, Ellie slid the vibrator from her mouth, quickly sliding it over her body before finding her trembling pussy lips. Deftly turning the speed up, she thrust it hard in between her wet folds, pushing it as deep and hard as she could manage, her core clutching aggressively at the sensations moving between her ass and pussy, her now well-trained muscles holding the vibrator deep inside as she released her grip, sliding her hand back up and exposing her trembling clit from its hood, rubbing it furiously with her fingertip, forcing a loud moan from her lips. Suddenly remembering how paper-thin the walls were, Ellie clamped a hand over her mouth, stifling her moans. Squeezing her eyes together tightly, she raised her hand before bringing it down harshly against her clit, the wet spank echoing around the room, accentuating the pleasure moving through her body. Pinching her clit roughly between her finger and thumb, she massaged it hard, her feet pushed deeper into the mattress, her toes grasping at the linen as her orgasm moved up her thighs. Forcing her eyes open, Ellie fixated on the man on the screen as he fucked the mature brunette in the ass, his hands grasping her clit viciously, controlling her orgasm. She felt it building in herself, intensifying, until she heard him moan loudly, "I'm coming for you, baby." And with that, Ellie released her orgasm, letting it cascade down her body. A muffled cry of pleasure exploding between her fingers as a wildfire spread through every inch of her body. She let her hand fall from her mouth, closing her eyes, enjoying the waves of pleasure caressing her body. She was ready. She knew she was ready. He was not prepared for her at all. Sleep came quickly, as wicked images of the plan danced through her dreams. That moment when she would get satisfaction. Finally. Ellie's eyes flicked open as the alarm on her phone sounded. As always, it took her a moment to remember where she was and why she wasn't hearing the gentle chorus of birdsong welcoming her to the day. Taking a moment to gather her thoughts, she smiled. Today was the day. Moving her legs, she removed the butt plug gently. Flicking the TV off, she got up and went to the shower. Returning after just a few moments, she rummaged through her limited clothing, selecting the items she bought especially for today. She laid the outfits on the bed, before staring at her naked body, nodding gently as she said, "You're ready, girl." Taking the lace-top stockings from the bed, she rolled them up before gently sliding them up her legs, immersing herself in the gentle caress of the lace against her still sensitive thighs, resisting the urge to touch her pussy again, despite the growing anticipation of today. Toying with the lace panties for a moment, she wondered how they might feel against her still throbbing clit. Taking a breath, slid them on, feeling the soft material kiss her clit so gently, in goosebumps up and down her body. The ache that still burned in her nipples intensified as she felt the lace of the bra rub over them. Ellie gasped at the sensation moving into her core, her pussy clutched tightly and a warm trickle of her passion dripped down the inside of her thigh. Looking in the mirror, Ellie had to admit the lingerie made her feel a lot sexier. A lot more like the woman she needed to be today. Tonight, adjusting her bra in a vain attempt to make her breasts look a little fuller. She turned back toward the bed. Taking the skirt and shirt from the mattress, she felt a little disappointed in having to cover the lingerie, before slipping her feet into a pair of painted black heels and leaving for the interview that would change everything. She'd been inside Broads and Beers during the evenings, and it was dark and seedy. The dance floor and bar were the only areas that were well lit. Seeing it now, with all the lights on, it frankly looked like a dive. Cleaners were desperately trying to clean up the mess from last night's events. Beer bottles were discarded all over the floor, and various pieces of dubious-looking screwed-up tissue adorned the tables around the dance floor. A few short months ago, she couldn't have envisaged a place like this existed, let alone that she was going to be walking into it one day and applying for a job. How life had changed so quickly, literally on the turn of a dime. Ellie was approached by what could only be described as a monster of a man. Even beneath his overgrown beard, Ellie could see the scars, medals from a long history of fights that marked his face. Miraculously, the scars distorted his face into something even uglier than nature had intended. "We're closed," the man growled.
"I'm here for an interview," she whimpered, trying to sound as innocent as possible.
Speaking into a radio, the beast uttered,
"Mr. Robson, you have an interview,"
a voice crackled in the radio. Ellie couldn't make out what he said.
"Follow me,"
the man eventually said, leading her to the rear of the main room. He knocked on an innocuous and plain door. A voice responded curtly,
"Come."
Swinging the door open, the monster of a man guided Ellie inside before closing it behind her.
"I'm busy, so I'll be brief. The house gets 20% of your tips. You dance and strip to your panties, no further on the main stage. If you get asked for a private show, that's all yours. We don't run a brothel. What you do in the private shows is between you and the client."
He finally took a breath, his eyes moving up and down her body. Ellie held her breath, knowing that any second now he was going to ask her to strip. Her body fluttered with nerves.
"Do you understand?"
he asked eventually.
"Yes,"
Ellie murmured, a little taken aback.
"Good. Be here for 7 p.m. sharp. And make sure you wash beforehand. Nothing more off-putting than a dirty pussy."
He sneered, his gaze still lingering on her body.
"Oh, okay. Is that it?"
she asked.
"Yes. I would ask for a show, but I'm busy. And I've already done 4 interviews this morning. And there's only so many blowjobs a man needs in a day. Add your name to the list of dancers on your way out,"
he said as his gaze fell back to the computer screen in front of him. The man monster was still outside, obviously waiting for her. He attempted what might pass for a smile before leading her back through the club. Stopping at the far end of the bar, he turned to Ellie and asked,
"So did you get the job?"
"Does anyone not get the job?"
she smiled, trying to mock friendliness.
"No.
Add your name to the list,"
he growled, shoving a clipboard at Ellie. Ellie took the pen clipped to the top and scrawled her name on the paper.
"A tip, as I'm guessing you're new to this game."
He attempted another smile and failed miserably, scar tissue making his face look even worse than before.
"Bring a purse to keep your tips in between shows. Drop it at the back of the stage when you come in, and take it when you leave. That will make sure nothing gets stolen. I'm stood there during the show, and if anyone asks for a private show with you, I'll let you know."
Staring at him for a moment, Ellie wondered if there was something human in there after all. Simply smiling, she said,
"Thank you.
I'm Ellie, by the way.
I'm Julian,
he growled. Julian, really? Geez, your folks had another image of you in their head when you were born, she thought, giggling in the privacy of her mind. Leaving, Ellie returned to her apartment, ignoring the arguments echoing through the walls and the police sirens outside. She focused on preparing herself for the night ahead, her nerves beginning to tremble in anticipation. Taking a small amethyst pendant from her dressing table, the only thing that she had here from her other life, she studied the light glinting through it for a moment as it glowed with a beautiful purple heartbeat. A present on her first wedding anniversary. She fought back the tears as she threaded a new wire cord through the silver clasp, securing it. She would wear this tonight. It was symbolic. It was important to Ellie. And now that is all that mattered. Returning to the club just before 7, the doors closed, she knocked in a way she hoped sounded confident despite the nerves vibrating through her body. Julian opened the door and tried another smile. Ellie ignored the painfully horrific look on his face and smiled back. Without a word exchanged, she entered the club, following him to the top of the bar, where what could be best described as a mature woman stood looking impatiently at her.
Name, she spat out. Ellie.
Ellie responded.
Okay, you're on probation tonight. If you don't get more than $300 worth of tips, you won't be back tomorrow. I've put you in the second routine. Julian here will show you the changing room.
The woman ticked next to where Ellie had put her name on the clipboard earlier and turned away. Surprisingly gently, Julian put his hand on her shoulder and guided her to a darkened corridor. Eventually, he broke the silence between them, saying,
"Ignore her. She's bitchy about all the new dancers. Jealous and all. If you get any trouble tonight, just raise your hand to me. I'll make sure it stops."
Ellie smiled and thanked him. He almost sounded like he cared. Ellie wasn't sure what she expected of the changing room, but it was surprisingly well lit and clean. Probably the cleanest area of the club she had seen so far. Keeping herself to herself, her lack of confidence showing, she sat in the corner of the room, away from the other girls. The noise outside grew, presumably as the club opened. She just knew he would be here already, sat outside waiting for her, although he didn't know it yet. Eventually a light flashed on the wall, and 6 girls got up from their chairs and filed out. The sound of the cheering audience flooded into the room through the briefly open door. Ellie's nerves flooded over her body. Was she really doing this? Undressing down to her bra and panties, she took the amethyst pendant from her purse before kissing it and placing it over her head. It fell around her neck. Eventually the light flashed again and the girls filed back in. Ellie stood and followed the line of girls out into the darkness of the club, the raised dance floor shining brightly as she walked up the steps, dropping her purse to the side of where Julian stood. She squinted at the audience, straining to see her quarry. Quickly maneuvering between the other girls, she positioned herself in front of him. Starting to move, the dance steps she had been practicing for months seemed to escape her mind. All she could do was see the images of him in various carnal positions. Panic set in. Would she screw it up at the end, despite all the preparation? Clutching the pole behind her, she instead decided to mimic the positions she had seen various women in with him, awkwardly gyrating her hips between positions, hoping to inspire some memory in him. The moment seemed to drag on for hours before the music died to silence. Not one tip, she thought, as she left the stage with the other girls, their thongs brimming with money. Cursing her stupidity, she grabbed her purse and returned to the changing room,
sitting sullenly in the darkened corner. "Boy, did I fuck this up," she muttered. Suddenly there was a knock on the door. Julian opened it and called to her.
"Ellie, you have a private show."
She stood up and left the gawping girls behind her, following Julian down a darkened corridor to the back of the club. He knocked on the door, opened it and ushered her inside, closing it behind her. He sat there in the corner, shrouded by the shadows. The smell of his cologne hung heavy in the room. The nerves returned to Ellie with a vengeance.
"Show me your ass,"
he commanded in strong, cold terms. Ellie strode over to him, turning, moved her butt in what she hoped desperately was a sexy way, skimming it over his pants. She was sure she could feel the hard tip of his erection through the soft material. Grabbing her viciously, he pushed her over a bench in the middle of the room, his fingers teasing through the band of her thong before twisting it and ripping it from her, casting it to the floor. Ellie gasped as the cold air bruised at her pussy, forcing it to tremble and clutch, a rush of arousal moving through her body. He stepped away, moving to the wall and selecting a flogger from the array of implements that adorned the wall. Returning, he placed his hand firmly on the small of her back, before raising his other hand and bringing the flogger down brutally across her ass. The beautiful sting of pleasure ricocheted through her body, forcing a moan from Ellie's mouth. As if he had switched a button on, she was suddenly so turned on. She was here, actually doing this. The flogger hit again, his leather strands whipping at the back of her thighs. That sting burning into her ass, tensing it, before releasing and letting that heat move into her pussy. Another thrash of the flogger. Ellie could smell her fragrance fill the room as he grunted in satisfaction. Dropping the flogger, he returned to the wall, her pussy dripping with anticipation, as he thrust the largest vibrator Ellie could imagine deep inside her. "Holy fuck!" Ellie muttered as he turned it on, the barbaric vibration causing her body to shake. He stepped back, another grunt of satisfaction, before Ellie heard the whisper of his pants dropping to the floor. Taking the vibrator out of her pussy, without ceremony he thrust deep inside her aching pussy. Ellie clutched desperately at the wood of the bench as he hammered deep and hard into her, his hands moving over the globe of her cheeks, parting them before he viciously thrust two fingers through the rosette of her ass, his long fingers thrusting in and out. Ellie's body tensed in pleasure, his burn down her cheeks as his cock and fingers thrust harder and harder, deeper and deeper. Fuck, she was going to come. And then he pulled out, leaving her pussy aching to be filled again. "Fuck," she cried. Roughly, he pushed the vibrator into her pussy. "Holy fuck," she screamed, as she felt it touching the end of her. Parting her cheeks, he pushed his throbbing cock, still wet with her juices, into her ass, feeling the sensation of his cock tight inside her, and the vibrator throbbing mercilessly in her pussy. Ellie felt her orgasm rising, her body clutching hard on his cock, rubbing along his length with every thrust. A loud groan echoed around the room as she felt him tense, the hot stream of his cum filling her ass as her own body climaxed intensely. She panted wildly as she clutched at the bench, sending the shockwaves of pleasure jolting like electricity through her body. Finally, she muttered between gasps, "I want you to fuck my mouth." He muttered something that sounded like approval before removing his cock from her ass, rolling her over on the bench as she slid down to her knees, grabbing her discarded thong from the floor, wrapping it around his still hard cock and rubbing her hands slowly up and down, cleaning him and bringing life back into his fading erection. Satisfied it was ready, she teased her tongue around the tip of his cock, looking at him, watching his eyes close in pleasure as her fingers massaged his balls, her other hand slipping through the thin wire of her pendulum and sliding it gently over her head. grasping his balls tightly. His cock grew from the pleasure as Ellie laced her fingers through the wire, grasping the pendulum to ensure she didn't cut her own fingers on the cheese wire. She twisted and tightened it viciously around his shaft, blood quickly dripping from the caress of the cheese wire. He screamed in agony. Quickly, she grabbed the vibrator from her pussy, lacing it through the wire and turning it, forcing the cheese wire through sinew and muscle, watching the agony moving over his face in waves of pain, his hand trying to clutch wildly at her hair, but panic and pain confusing his judgment. Ellie whispered, 6 months ago, you cut off my husband's cock for a bet. How does it feel, dickweed? Twisting the vibrator again, the cheese wire tearing through the remains of his erection as blood poured over Ellie's breasts. She put her mouth over the remains of his cock and bit hard on the severed wound, feeling his now flaccid cock drop into her mouth. Through sheer agony and blood loss, he collapsed to the floor, his body pulsing blood from the torn stem of his cock. Standing, Ellie spat the end of his cock from her mouth onto his quivering body before saying, "No one fucks with my husband, but me." Staring down at his body laying in the quickly pooling blood, she said in an undertone, "Fuck." The sudden realization dawning on her that she had never planned past this point. The window was too small for her to get through, and she was covered in blood and completely naked. Something that even in this city was considered unusual, and she had no way of cleaning up. Deciding the only way to handle it was to claim it was an accident, she wiped the blood from her chin with her thong and opened the door slightly. Julian stood dutifully outside. Turning her, he gave her a brief nod.
"All done?"
he asked. Yes, Ellie said sheepishly. "Can you come in? There's been a bit of an accident." And Julian shook his head despondently as he pushed through the door.
"That's no accident,"
he said gruffly, staring at the dying man.
"You know, you people get messier and messier with these jobs,"
he said, grinning widely. "You people? What the fuck was he on about?" "Well, you know, you can't always be tidy," she said, confused, but having no option but to follow this ride on wherever it was going.
"Time was, you would just shoot him in the eye. Guess you have to get creative, even as a hitman, to stave off the boredom."
"A hitman?"
"I knew you weren't a dancer when I saw you. And honestly," he said, smiling cruelly, "you might want to work on your dance moves if you're going to try this way again. You are so obvious."
Kicking the now lifeless body, Julian said,
"I'll get your contract money, your clothes and a towel for you to clean up with. Leave the body to me."
As he reached the door to leave, he turned and giggled like a schoolboy before saying,
"Shit, this is one hell of a hit. No one's going to believe me on this one."
Eventually, returning with a briefcase, towels, and clothes along with a body bag, he said,
"We were told you would be in tomorrow to hit him. Guess the bosses were desperate to get shot of him. Too much ambition, this one. Not healthy in his line of work."
As she cleaned up and dressed, Julian said,
"You better hurry up. I've called a cab. It will pick you up from front of the club in about 5 minutes. You were never here. I'll call it in shortly so the bosses know it's done."
"Thanks, Julian," Ellie said, her mind still a maze of confusion. Kissing him gently on the cheek, she grabbed the briefcase before leaving. She held her breath while walking through the club, sure that every eye in the room was on her, not breathing again until she was outside. As promised, a yellow cab waited for her. The driver just asked gruffly,
"Where to?"
Pausing for a moment, the driver realized her wariness.
"It's okay, I'm with the firm."
Breathing a sigh of relief, she gave him her home address. 2 minutes later, they pulled up outside her apartment block. Ali stepped inside the stairwell, waiting until the cab driver left. Content that she was alone again, she called for another cab. 10 minutes later, a yellow cab pulled up on the curb in front of her. And 20 minutes later, they pulled up outside the detached house in the suburbs. The quiet of the area creating an automatic relaxation in Ali as she stepped out of the cab. Bright lights shone through the windows, welcoming and warm. Opening the front door, Ali walked back into her life. A voice called from the sitting room.
"Is that you, honey?" "Yes, I'm home. Just grabbing a shower real quick."
Making her way upstairs, she turned the shower on in her ensuite before undressing and stepping under the warm stream of water, the memories of the past few days being washed away. Streams of hair dye pulled in the shower before vanishing down the plug hole, slipping into her robe. She returned downstairs to the sitting room. Chris was sat on the sofa. He tried to get up, but obviously struggling, she said,
"Don't get up."
As she sat down next to him, putting his arm around her, he kissed her forehead before whispering into her hair,
"I've missed you. So tell me, how was the course? Did you get the job?"
Caressing his cheek gently before kissing him, she said,
"You know what? I think I did."
Relaxing, she nuzzled in tight against him. She was home finally. Rubbing his hand up and down her back, he said quietly,
"I'm glad. Maybe less late nights from now on."
"Maybe. Maybe not," she replied. So, well, I hope it doesn't give you any nightmares. Let's leave it at that. Now on Friday, we have another episode of Lamb to the Slaughter. And on Monday, a new story. So, I look forward to you joining me again, so we can get wild in bed. And always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devil and Wild, wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.